The South Sudanese ambassador to Kenya tells VOA News that his leaders had run out of patience with the Khartoum government's actions, which he said included raids on offices of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement and harassment of its members. John Andrugaduku says the ball is now in Khartoum's court. South Sudan is ready to come back into the government and avoid conflict, he says. But he says Mr. Bashir must reverse course, quit stalling, and implement the Comprehensive Peace Agreement of 2005.
It is they who are really in charge, because we are not the one who are holding this process. It's they. If they want to push the button to go to war, it is they doing it. But on our side, we have no intention to go to war.
Mr. Duku says the international community also shares some of the blame for the crumbling of the peace deal. He says it is too focused on the Darfur conflict in Sudan's west, and has also not delivered some of the billions of dollars promised in Oslo, Norway, after the peace deal was signed. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.